7 AI models, 1 slide brief, and the diagram none of them had a name for. From the Unpaper Lab, the 31st of July, 2026. We spent a day asking 7 families of AI model to build the same slides, then measured what came back. Twice over, first in a real browser, then again, after converting each file to PowerPoint. The point was not to rank them. It was to find out what our own template was missing. First, why we ran it at all. Unpaper hands your AI a set of rules, a fixed page, no scripts, nothing fetched from the network, and only the kinds of elements that survive becoming editable PowerPoint. Those rules are the reason a deck prints exactly and converts cleanly. But they carry a risk that nobody ever reports as a bug. If a model would have built something richer, and it builds something plainer, because our template has no name for the richer thing, the deck still looks fine. It is just quietly less than the model could do. So we wrote briefs that describe content demanding a structure without ever naming one. No instruction to draw a funnel, just the situation. Then we ran each brief twice, once with the model working alone and once through Unpaper. The difference between those two answers is the part that tells you something. Now what we found. The first finding is that the rules do not cost a strong model its structure. In 8 of 12 cases, a frontier model working on our contract built exactly the same structure it had built unaided. It simply had to construct it by hand because we had not given that structure a name. That reframed the whole exercise. The signal that an element is missing is not an ugly deck. It is a model reinventing the same thing over and over. The second finding is that some structures every model reaches for. Asked how 4 systems depend on one another, every family we tested drew the same thing. Boxes placed freely, joined by lines, with one connection drawn heavier than the rest because it carries the risk. We had a name for a chain. We had a name for a tree. We had no name for a graph. And that brief produced more broken, overflowing slides than any other, which is what a missing idiom looks like from the outside. 6 structures came back from multiple model families that our template could not name. 3 of them were built by all 6 families tested, a node-edge system map, a closed loop, and an exception pinned to a single step. A layered stack came from 5 of 6. A composition ribbon and a pair of journeys on a shared scale came from 4 of 6. Next, what changed in the template? 7 new elements, each one added only after it survived the test that matters, which is converting into real, editable PowerPoint objects rather than a flat picture. A span bar for anything that starts partway along a scale, a waterfall, a stack of tiers, a plot on 2 real axes, which is not the same thing as a 2x2 grid, a graph whose arrows are genuine PowerPoint connectors so that when you drag a box in the meeting, the arrow follows it. No model produces that on its own, because a static line is all a web page can express, a loop that returns to where it began, and a small flag that pins an exception to one step and carries a number, because every model marked where a process hurts and how much, and none of them had a tidy way to do it. We also deleted 2. A measurement of which elements models actually reach for showed that 2 of ours had never been used by any model, in any run, an icon-led list, and a fixed org tree. Both left the template. They are kept and still tested, so either can come back if the evidence changes. But a catalog that only grows is a catalog nobody has checked. The 2 zeros turned out not to mean the same thing, and that is worth saying, because we got it wrong first. The icon list had a worked example in the template and was still ignored. That is a real preference. The org tree had no example at all, only a name. Its 0 says much less about what models want, and much more about something we now believe generally. A name without a worked example does not get used. Then there is the part we did not expect. Small, cheap models use the template's vocabulary heavily. Handed the current template, they reach for a named element in almost every deck whose content calls for one, between 4 and 6 times out of 6. That is the design working, rather than a defect. The instructions invite a strong model to compose beyond the catalog and a weaker one to reach into it, which means the template does most of its work exactly where it is most needed. And here a correction belongs, added on the 1st of August. This section originally said that cheap models use the vocabulary about twice as often as the frontier ones, and gave a table with a frontier model at the bottom, on 25%. That comparison should not have been published. Every frontier deck in our corpus was built before most of those layouts existed. They were being marked down for failing to use things they had never been shown. A guard was supposed to catch exactly that, and it had a hole in it. It only recognized runs that recorded the size of the file they received, and the older runs record nothing at all, so they passed as though they were fine. The guard now treats unknown as unusable. That removes the entire frontier column and leaves only decks we can prove contain the layouts being counted. The surviving numbers are higher than the ones first published because the excluded runs had been dragging them down. We then bought the missing measurement, fresh decks from both frontier models on the current template, and it went the other way. There is no gap at all. Every model we tested, cheap or expensive, uses the catalog in 4 or 5 briefs out of 5. Now, what we got wrong. 2 of our own mistakes are worth recording. Our instructions had been telling every model that curved lines and arcs would be flattened into images. That was true once, and quietly false after the converter improved. Models were obediently drawing straight lines instead of curves for no reason at all. And a run that measured whether models used our newest elements returned a confident no, which turned out to be nonsense. The file those models received had been generated before the elements existed. Both are fixed. We publish them because a page that only prints wins is an advertisement. Finally, how honest all of this is. 154 slides across 7 model families. Each one rendered in a real browser with scripts disabled, which is the same view our converter has, and then run through the converter itself, where the result is counted as native objects, partly flattened or broken. 84% of the corpus converted fully natively. The briefs are held fixed, so that every model tested later stays comparable to the ones tested already. The limits matter. One model family is overrepresented because the study started with it. Most briefs were sampled once or twice per model, which is enough to steer a decision and not enough to settle an argument. The names we give the structures models drew are a judgment made by reading the rendered slides. The counts, the conversions, and the measurements around them are not. And nothing in this study involves anyone's documents. Every slide was generated from invented briefs. On paper itself still sends no document anywhere. That is the finding. The numbers behind it are on the page.